1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 1490 WLCX News, I'm Sholly Pittman. Wisconsin has joined a growing legal fight between states and the Trump administration. The state has filed a brief in support of Minnesota over federal immigration enforcement in Minneapolis. It comes after immigration officials shot and killed Green Bay native Alex Preddy over the weekend. WXCO's Isabella Nieto spoke with Wisconsin's top lawyer, Attorney General Josh Call.
Call says the concern is not immigration enforcement itself, but how those actions are being carried out.
It is about causing terror within an American city.
The brief argues that federal actions have crossed into unconstitutional territory by targeting communities in ways that harm state and local institutions. Call says the issue directly involves state sovereignty.
We've got state governments and federal governments. It's one of the ways that the founders of this country wanted to protect liberty.
Call says Wisconsin does not want to see similar enforcement actions expand into its own communities. Wisconsin's AG has spent most of the past year pushing back against what Call says are unlawful actions by the Trump administration. Call says his office has joined more than 40 multi-state lawsuits challenging federal decisions, including efforts to cut or freeze funding that Congress has already approved, like education funding, AmeriCorps, medical research, disaster mitigation, and more.
If we don't have a system where we're governed by the rule of law, that means we have people who can make arbitrary decisions that govern what happens in our lives.
Following the shooting over the weekend, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi called on Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to turn over voter rolls. Call says Wisconsin has refused to provide sensitive voter information, citing state law and privacy protections.
Isabella Nieto reporting. I'm Sholly Pittman for 1490 WLCX News. More news anytime at thelacrosseeagle.com.
The Bucks in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks face off tonight against the 76ers at the Philadelphia Sports Complex, but they'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Head coach Doc Rivers, what tests Giannis had over the weekend on that right calf muscle?
MRI has revealed exactly what we thought, you know, calf strain, and really no timetable for return. Hopefully, you know, like it was before or sooner, but there's no timetable.
College hoops. Marquette at home tonight against the Creighton Blue Jays. The Golden Eagles in search of a win. They've lost 8 of their last 10 games. Baseball. The Brewers introducing their new players after the Peralta trade to the Mets. Right-hand pitcher Brandon Sproat asked if he's had a chance to meet with Pat Burphy or pitching coach Chris Hook.
I talked to Merv, talked to Hook. You know, they're all excited as well. I've heard great things about Merv and how he's a great players coach. I've heard great things about Hook. You know, see what they have for me and just ask them questions and pick their brain.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Sproat with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 10 this afternoon, but the wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15, occasionally gusting to 20, will keep the wind chill below zero most of the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, one below tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 12. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.